In his last general audience before Christmas, Pope Benedict XVI spoke of the current economic crisis as an opportunity for people to rediscover the real meaning of Christ's birth. Emma McCarthy followed events here at the Vatican.
The Christmas trees are in place. The final touches are being put to the nativity scenes. Traditional hymns of practicing choirs fill the halls of the Vatican. Everything is ready for Christmas. In his last audience of the year, Pope Benedict focused on the 9 days leading up to the feast of Christ's birth and how we can prepare ourselves to enter into the Christmas spirit, even in times of economic crisis.
Christmas speaks to everyone. It celebrates the gift of life, often fragile or endangered, and the fulfillment of our deepest hopes for a world renewed. The present economic crisis, causing so much suffering, can, however, help us to focus on the spiritual meaning of Christmas and to welcome into our hearts the hope brought by God's coming among us as men.
Pope Benedict added that the difficulties of an economic crisis that have hit so many families can become an opportunity and a stimulus to free Christmas from the accumulations of consumerism, which reduce it to an occasion for the sole purpose of buying and exchanging gifts, and help us to rediscover the warmth of solidarity, of friendship, the warmth of Christmas. In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict revealed that Christmas is a universal feast, and even non-believers perceive something extraordinary, something transcendent in the season, which speaks to the heart. Christmas, he said, is a feast that speaks of the gift of life. The birth of a child, he said, is always something that brings great joy, and the embrace of a newborn moves one to tenderness. He asked, how can we not think at this time of those many children born into poverty throughout the world, of those newborns who are rejected and not welcomed, of those who will not survive because of lack of care and attention, of those families who yearn for the joy of a child and have yet to see this joy realized?
The Word became flesh to offer humanity the salvation, which can only be received as a gracious gift from God. The same Word by whom the universe was made, the Word which gives all creation its ultimate meaning, has come to dwell among us. He now speaks to us. He reveals the deepest meaning of our life on earth, and he guides us to the love which is our fulfillment. In the Christ child, God humbly knocks on the doors of our hearts and asks us freely to accept his love, his truth, his life. As Christmas approaches, let us rekindle our hope in God's promises and in humility and simplicity welcome the light, joy and peace which this ever brings to us and to our world.
Then, after exchanging greetings with the thousands who packed the audience hall this Wednesday, and to the distinctive sound of festive pipe players from the Alps known as Zampognari, Pope Benedict wished everyone a very happy Christmas.
To you and your families, especially those who may be in difficulty or suffering, I extend my best wishes for a happy and blessed Christmas.
Well, at the end of the audience, Pope Benedict greeted participants of the 11th colloquium organised by the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue and the World Islamic Call Society, which ended today. In a final communique, the Catholic and Muslim participants agreed that the first and most important responsibility of religious leaders is one of a religious nature according to their respective religious traditions. They also said religious leaders also have a cultural and social role to play in promoting fundamental ethical values such as justice, solidarity, peace, social harmony, and the common good of society as a whole.